This week on the Time Bat Show.
It sounds like a biker bar.
Flamboyant boar.
Like everybody's wearing like boar leather.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, we're going down an interesting path.
That's here. What it sounds like.
That's fine. Hey.
So.
All right, you want me to take it away?
Take it away.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, number episode 41. I'm Timeasis.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
It's a Saturday, okay? So I'm allowed to say number episode 41.
We're allowed to do whatever we want because it's the weekend.
We didn't record on Thursday because something happened with you. Not yes. Something bad, just something happened with you and you had, like, forgotten about it. That you wouldn't be able to record on Thursday, so we're doing a special weekend episode this time, and it's a little weird to be honest because we've never really recorded the show on a weekend before.
No, we haven't.
So why don't you quickly just tell our viewers what our listeners yeah, so what happened
as to why we couldn't record on Thursday? I forgot that I was going to go to a concert out of town that Thursday, and I didn't really think about how that would affect recording and podcasting and, you know, plans and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure, sure.
So, on Thursday, me and my mom drove down, and we saw Metallica live in concert.
At the Hard Rock in Orlando?
No, it was at the Camping World Stadium, I think is what the venue is called.
Cool.
It used to be called the Citrus Bowl, I think.
Huh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it was a big area. It was a big stadium.
Yeah, it was big. It was so big that they had, you know how they usually have the speakers just next to the stage?
Yeah.
They had another set of speakers midway through the venue. So there was like two giant speaker towers.
Yeah. How was Metallica?
They were excellent.
They still got it?
Yeah, they still
for
got
all
it.
These years.
That's good. Lots of pyrotechnics, really cool, like screens and lights, and
they play all their hits and stuff.
They played all their hits.
Good.
Got to hear Master of Puppets.
That's good. I mean, that would be weird if they didn't play that, right?
Yeah.
There's like a few songs that like they would be crazy if they didn't play because everyone knows them.
Yeah.
Like Master of Puppets and Inner Sandman and.
I think they have a new album out, and they played some songs from that I didn't recognize. But
you went for the classics.
Yeah.
You went for the classic Metallica stuff.
Yes.
That's cool. So you went to a concert Thursday. That's exciting. But you completely forgot about our podcast. And I texted you, and I was like, you want to record tomorrow? And you're like, I'm out of town.
That's going to work.
I'm going to get back at like 10 tonight or something. Yeah. Well, that's fun. So you had to drive all the way back, all the way down to Orlando and then all the way back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Well, so anyway, that's why we're here today, episode 41, on a Saturday. Special Saturday episode. And when I say special, I mean it's just Saturday. That's really
it's
it.
It's a little
really
special.
It. I have to say, I'm a little more tired than I thought I'd be. Because Saturday is kind of... Last week was 4th of July weekend. And I was kind of a little active. You know, I did stuff. So I feel like this is my kind of, like, chill weekend.
Yeah.
And so, like, I have done, like, nothing today. I was like...
Neither have I.
I'm very tired. I'm kind of lackadaisical.
Fourth of July weekend was so busy for me. Did you do anything for Fourth of July?
I went to a friend's pool. We had a little shindig kind of thing.
Did you light off fireworks?
No, I did not. I have a story to go along with that, but... You can. What were you going to say? You were going to say something first.
I don't know. I lit off a lot of fireworks. It was really
fun. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's good. I went to a friend's place for 4th of July. He had like a pool in his apartment complex.
Nice.
We swam and drank and ate and, you know, blah, blah, blah. The typical 4th of July kind of stuff. And then afterwards, at like 8 or 9 or something, I was like, I'm going to head home and, you know, maybe we'll catch some fireworks somewhere on the way back or something like that.
Okay.
So I drive home and my car like breaks down.
Just,
it stops working, like it stalls out on the side of the road. So the rest of my 4th of July night is me waiting on a tow truck, and then the best memory was me in a tow truck driving to drop my car off at a auto shop, and, like, the driver's, like, pointing out fireworks, and he's like, look at, look at that one!
From, like, downtown.
So I'm, like, in a tow truck with this guy and my wife, and we're, like, watching
fireworks. You're watching fireworks.
With the tow truck driver. So, yeah, that was my 4th of July, kind of in a nutshell there.
Oh, I'm sorry your car broke down.
No, it's fine. I had kind of a crazy week because I was like, my car broke down, and I put it in the shop, and then, you know, the shop calls me the next day, like Wednesday, the day after 4th of July, and they're like, it's going to be, you know, X amount of money, and that's, like, way more than the car is worth at this point. It's 17 years old. It's a 2000 yeah. Honda. So I'm like, I'm not paying for that. You know, what can you do anything cheaper? And they're like, yeah, we could do $800. And I'm like, okay, that's still more than the car is worth. So I basically decide to completely buy a new car. So I sold that off and I got a new car, completely new car. So, I mean, that's the good part. But it was very stressful. Car buying is a stressful process. Yeah, it is. So is car selling. Everything about it is kind of stressful because there's a lot of documentation. Like, the cars, I noticed, are, like, the most regulated thing, like, in the world.
Yeah.
You have to have, like, you have to sign, like, a million things. The only thing more complicated than buying a car is, like, buying a house. You know?
Yeah, and cars are basically just houses that move on the road.
That move, right, so. Exactly. But you need, like, 80 things. It's crazy. And the government is involved in every step of the way. I don't know.
And if you do something wrong, you'll go to jail.
Well, maybe not go to jail, but, like, you'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, in bad trouble. They'll be like, you shouldn't have done that. You should have known about the law. And you're like, how am I supposed to know about all these laws? You made, like, 8 million of them, you know? But no, it was fine. I went to a dealership, I got a new car, and it's all good. But yeah, that was my week, which is a little hectic of a week. It was weird because I took, you know, I had Tuesday off, and then Wednesday comes, and I'm like at work for half the day. But then the other half the day, I need to buy a new car because I just heard that my car is going to be too expensive to repair. So I'm like, I need to get a car now, or I'm not going to have a car for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to leave work, and I had to go buy a car, like, that day. So it was very... well, not that day, but, you know, like, immediately, I had to borrow
a car
as soon as possible, basically. Yeah. So I did. But, yeah, I had to figure all that out. So that was fun. But it's all good. It's all in the past now, so it's fine. Yeah, that's about it. I didn't really do anything else this week. It's kind of been hectic.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is, as we say.
It is what it is.
Right? So, yeah. Anything else exciting going on with you? Lately?
Not really. I watched Barton Fink
and did you?
Cloverfield Lane, yeah.
And did you like them?
Yeah, I thought they were great.
You like both of them?
Yeah, I like both of them.
Wow, you liked Cloverfield Lane. Okay, that's fine. You're allowed to like it. John Goodman is good in both of them.
That's most of the reason I liked both of them, especially Cloverfield Lane.
Uh-huh, because John Goodman's character.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what did you think? Give me your review really quickly.
So, really quickly, I liked John Goodman's character in both, and I liked the story in both, and I think I liked Barton Fink more.
Mm-hmm.
His character in that movie is just sort of like a sort of unassuming, very trustworthy.
I love his character in that movie.
Yeah.
Especially near the end.
Yeah, like
right.
he meets the guy, I don't remember his name, the film, the writer Barton guy.
Barton Fink, that's his name.
Yeah, Barton Fink, and he's instantly his best friend and just right. looks out for his best interest and
yep.
helps him in a lot of really crazy situations.
Yep, yep, when, yep.
And Barton Fink just is not equipped to handle these situations.
No, not at all. He has no idea what he's doing, yeah.
Yeah, and thankfully, he has John Goodman to help him.
Right. I want a friend like John Goodman is in that movie.
Yes. Yeah,
right? Like that just guy that's like, hey, how's it going? I'll show you some wrestling moves right now.
He just shows up at your apartment and is like, hey.
I'll show you some wrestling moves. Let's do it. And you're like, what? We've known each other for like 1 minute and you're showing me wrestling moves already.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I got out of hand.
And you're like, it's okay, John Goodman. It's fine. Yeah, I like that movie. And then in the end, without spoiling it, it's just crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I like that movie a lot.
Yeah, so that's why I like that movie so much, because I want to... That's the best friend, John Goodman.
Regardless of what happens in the end.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Cloverfield...
Cloverfield, I might have fallen asleep during the end, but the build up to that with his character and, you know, not knowing if you can trust him, because you don't think he has their best interests in mind, but that kind of keeps getting confirmed over and over again that he might actually have their best interests in mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember the end.
Oh, you don't remember the end? You fell asleep during the end?
I think I fell asleep.
You know what? It's probably for the best. Like I said, if you cut that movie like 20 minutes shorter, I would have liked it a lot more. So you fell asleep at the optimal time.
Perfect.
I would advise you at some point, not necessarily now, to just maybe like watch it and like skip ahead to the end and just see what happens, because it does go off the rails a little bit.
Is he bad?
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay, yeah, I'll go back and watch it.
It's just. Goes a little off the road. It goes in the direction you don't expect it to go, but not in like a good way. You know how like some movies go in like an unexpected direction and you're like, ooh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
This is like in like a, oh, come on. Like did they have to go there? Like of all places they could have gone, did they have to go that place?
That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
That's my opinion of that movie. Whereas Barton Fink goes in a weird direction in the end, but in like a pleasant weird, like that is wild and I like it, you know.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Anyway, John Goodman is the reason to watch both those movies. But anyway, if you're audience, you should watch both of those. Tell us what you think about them. Cloverfield Lane, probably a lot of people have seen that because it came out last year. But anyway, so yeah, movies. I haven't seen any new movies lately. I want to see I want to see the new Planet of the Apes movie, though. It's coming out.
Yeah, soon. Same.
That
is very slowly and secretly becoming, like, the best sci-fi series in the last, like, 20 years.
It really is, though. Like, it really is. Like, the first two were really good.
Yeah.
You saw them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really good movies. And, like, if this one is good and all the reviews are pointing to, like, it's really good, then, like, yeah, like, they have 3 for 3 on movies. And I don't think I can name another sci-fi trilogy that's like hit 3 for 3. Like they're all good. They're all really good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, maybe Batman, but
yes.
But that's, not really sci-fi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Planet of the Apes is like hard sci-fi.
Yeah, there are very few movies that are like sci-fi trilogies that are just like, oh, every single one of those is really good. It's like, no, it's like one is really bad. And the other thing about Planet of the Apes is like the storyline is continuous, but it's separate enough that all three movies are like separate films.
Yeah.
Like they have like an overarching story and then they have an individual story within. But somehow they like keep that. I don't know. That's really challenging to do, to keep all those like on the same track, but at the same time have them all really good. Because usually what happens with like an overarching storyline across three movies is one is like the boring one, you know, like the bad one or whatever. It's like, okay, this one's kind of this is the setup for the next one or whatever. Or whatever. So I don't know, but I'm excited to that. It looks really good. Anyway. All right. This is like a lazy show today. I feel like,
feels good to do a Saturday afternoon episode.
You're just just chilling out,
Chilling out.
I should get like a mixed drink or something.
Yeah, I need to put on my Hawaiian shirt,
right?
And
just like
khaki shorts.
This is how I imagine our listeners to be listening to it. Just like chilling by the pool or something, right? And then we're just like talking. They're kind of falling asleep. They're dozing off a little. Like that's okay. Just listen to the sound of our sweet voices as you doze off into the pool. But don't fall into the pool.
Don't fall asleep in the pool. That's dangerous.
You can fall asleep on the floaty thing that you have.
Right, yes.
In the pool. That's fine. Just don't fall asleep while you're in the water.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably dangerous. Okay, do you want to get into Reddit? Or do we want to talk about other... I feel like we have ample time. I feel like we're in one of those... Have you ever driven on, like, a highway and they have, like, really big lanes? Yeah. And you have, like, a lot of space to maneuver around? I feel like that's this episode, right?
Yeah, just a big lane.
No one's on the road, and we're on a really small car, and we have like room to do whatever. Like we're just kind of like moving around.
You can roll the window down, but you know it's probably more comfortable with it up. But you could roll it down.
You could if you wanted. No one's on the road. You know, you can switch lanes as much as you want.
You could stop and eat at Steak and Shake.
Yep. Or get a patty melt or whatever at Steak and Shake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Patty melts. Those are good. Yeah, that's this episode. We're just kind of chilling. We're rolling low rider, right?
I don't know if low rider, but easy rider there.
Easy rider.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Whatever. You know how it is. What do the cool kids call it these days? Like, chillin'.
I don't know what they call it.
Relaxin'.
That's what we used to call it.
Chillin'.
Yeah.
Is there a chillin' term this day and age?
If you know of a chillin' term in this day and age, you should contact us.
At TimeBat Show. Yes. Or contact at TimeBatsHow.com. I feel like there should be a new chillin', but I think people might just call it chillin' still.
I'm relaxing. Like, I'm being cool.
I'm maxing and relaxing.
Ooh.
That's 90s. That's not current, no. I feel like chilling might be like cool, right? Like, cool is kind of like a timeless phrase. Yeah. And chilling is kind of the same thing. Like, what are you doing this weekend? Like, oh, I'm just chilling. Just chilling at home.
I think cool has way more utility, though.
Oh, yeah. Cool, you can say from pretty much anything. Any affirmative kind of way. Like, okay, cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Or be cool.
Be cool. It means it's an attitude, and it also means like okay, and it means good, and it means great, like good job. I don't know.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite words.
But I just mean like chilling is the same way, like it hasn't really evolved. Like it's still a term people use.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know about the kids these days. They might have another phrase that they use instead of chilling. Like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm chilling. Synonyms. You're what?
I'm trying to think of a new word, but I can't.
Slang for chilling. What? That doesn't make any... No, not that.
What is it?
Chilling. I looked at the thesaurus, and it's like chilling, like frightening, like shocking.
Oh, chilling, like I'm frightened, I'm terrified.
I got chilled to the bone. I found a site called Urban Thesaurus.
Oh, cool. Type in chilling.
Oh, I did. And guess what? I didn't use a G, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just
that's...
chillin'.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Chillaxin'.
Oh, chillaxin'. Ooh. I've heard that.
Posted up. Never heard that before. This is posted up.
I've never heard that.
Jammin'.
That's not chillin'.
We're jammin'.
That doesn't sound like you're chillin', though.
Jammin' is like I'm doing something, but I'm doing it in like a laid-back kind of way, right?
Yeah. Like you're playing with your band, but you're not playing your songs.
You're not being super serious. You're just kind of messing around, you know? Yeah. Or like if we're talking, right? Like we're hanging out. We're talking about something. We're not doing nothing. We're talking about something. But we're not really doing anything complicated. We're just jamming, right? We're just,
yeah.
just
having
jamming.
A jam session.
Having a jam, back and forth. Okay, here's another one. Thawing.
What?
Thawing. Like thawing. Thawing.
So do you chill first and then you thaw?
Maybe. Thaw is like the after.
Yes, like this after chilling.
Post-chill. You chill first and then you thaw. I don't know what the difference between those would be. Maybe chill is like you're like relaxing, right? And then thaw is like when you go to sleep after you chill.
After you chill.
Like, I've chilled enough today. Time to thaw. And you sleep. Mossin?
I don't know about that one.
JC? I don't know. Oh, maybe that stands for just chilling.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Chillaxin again, but this time without an L. Like, without two L's, like, just one L.
They just use one L?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Chisel.
That's not a word.
I mean, none of these are really words. This is
No, chisel, though.
That sounds like an
African mammal.
It's not really a chisel, like a gazelle.
Yeah.
This is offensive, so I'm not going to repeat it. Vixen. Chill Maxin. on
ice. It's like min-maxing, but with chilling.
But with chilling. Like, you're maximizing your chill, right?
Yeah.
Like, chill-maxing. On ice, there's a lot of, like, ice things. Parlaying.
That's a pirate term.
Shaded. Lamping. Trilling. Dipping. Oh, here's a good one. Chiliando.
That's a good one.
That's what the people say these days. Like, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm Chiliando. Oh, nice. I'm Chiliando too. We're all JC. We're chillaxing on JC Chiliando.
Chisale.
J chillin. Oh, that's another, like, just chillin. Kick it. Co chillin. Oh, that's what we're doing right now. Co chillin.
Yes.
Because we're both doing it, you see? Strillin. Tranquilo. Modulatin. Lamped up. This is the rest of the podcast, by the way. It's just me reading the rest of these words. No, I'm just kidding. I'll just... lime. Veggin. Watch. Chillin. Chill billin. Cheese in it. I like that one. Wow, there are like 1,000 of these. Wow, this is crazy. This is shamming and scamming. That's, there you go. So there you go. That's the chill words. There's like 30 more. Actually, there's like 100 more. This page just keeps going. Mondo.
That's not chilling.
It says it. Mondo.
Mondo, that word was used in the Terminator movies, I think.
That's Mondo. Was that ever a word, or was that just a word they thought was a word?
Oh, no, what I'm thinking of is Good Burger. They had Good Burger and Mondo Burger.
Oh, Mondo was another
Do you remember
burger?
The Nickelodeon movie? With,
yeah, of course I remember.
Yeah, Kenan and Kel.
Yeah. Whatever it's happened good... to Kel?
Kel was the tall one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Kenan was, like, the bigger one, and Kel was, like, the tall, silly one.
Yeah, whatever happened to the tall one?
I don't know. It probably wasn't good, though, because I think Kenan still does stuff.
Kenan's on, like, SNL or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenan is on SNL. And Kel is, who the hell knows where he is? I haven't seen him since...
Since Good Burger.
Since Good Burger. I haven't. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did he, like, fall off the face of the earth or something?
Yeah, it's probably something bad.
I don't know. It's weird. This is confusing. I don't know. Who knows? Wherever you are, Kel, we would like to hear from you. If you want to be a guest on the Time Vet Show, you're welcome to.
That would be great.
We would like to know what you're up to. I feel like he's like the C-list actor that we need, that we could actually get if we wanted to get an actor.
Kel from Good Burger?
Kel from Good Burger. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about getting, like, Jerry Seinfeld. Like, nah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's never
But, like, happened. If we had to find an actor that we could be like, okay, you're going to come on the show, it would be, like, Kel from Kenan and Kel. Or, like, it would be that. Or, like, Rufio from Captain Hook. Like, those are the kinds of guests we'd be able to get.
Rufio, I think, was in a couple John Romero movies.
I have a friend that lives in California that knows, that, like, literally knows the actor that plays Rufio. I forget.
That knows Rufio?
Yeah. Like, he met him on, like, an airline or something. Like, on an airplane. So, let me see if I can pull some strings for that. And if you know anyone who knows Kel, let me know and we'll see what we could do, okay?
Okay.
Those are our two. That's episode 50 and episode 100. So we need to move quick on these guys.
Okay.
All right, let's get into some Reddit questions. You said you found, like, some really bad ones and then really good ones today.
I don't know about really good, but I have some. Okay, do you want to start with the good or the good and weird?
Let's start with the good, and then I'll get, like, a sense of where we're at. You know, we're just chilling on this podcast today, so, like... We can, like, take it easy, you know? Just just chill. Just chillax. Just chillando.
Just chisailin'.
Just chisailin'.
If you traveled back to 1990 and was asked about the year you came from, which is 2017, what would you tell them first?
What would I tell him about 2017, huh?
Yeah, 1990.
I'd probably say, like, something about the internet, you know? Like, we have...
I think I would lie.
What would you say it's better or worse?
I would say, you know, we've got the flying cars, obviously.
Yeah.
And, pretty much all the diseases are cured.
You'd be like, hey, like, you see Blade Runner? It's just like that.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Basically the same thing. We've got, a war with the replicants going on.
We have flying cars. We have ads that are the size of buildings.
Yeah.
You know, just like that. Yeah.
That is exactly what I would tell them.
I wish.
Be like, hey, you've seen Blade Runner, right?
It's just like that. It's the same thing. Like, New York is like a big, giant melting pot of like a million different languages that are all the same language somehow.
Yeah.
I wish it was like that. No, I'd probably be like, you've seen Blade Runner. Yeah, we're not. It's not like that. Sorry. I hate to burst your bubble. Because probably everyone at that point is like imagining this future inspired by Blade Runner and 2001 and all the science fiction movies that came out in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Of the future with flying cars and stuff. And it's like, nope, we don't have flying cars. We do have this thing called the internet. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into that, but we don't have any of the crazy stuff that you thought we were going to have, you know? But, I mean, one day maybe we'll have flying cars.
I think flying cars exist, just not the hovering variety. Like, it's just a plane.
We don't have any, like, Fifth Element cars or, like, Blade Runner cars. That's, like, the one thing all the future people, well, all the, like, writers thought we were going to have, right? It's like, 2020, oh, yeah, we'll have flying cars by then. No big deal. Like, we'll have a whole flying car, like ecosystem out there, you know? We'll have, infrastructure.
There won't be any roads.
Yeah, like, we'll have this whole flying car infrastructure. No roads. Everything's flying. Even, like, Back to the Future thought that, too, remember?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, it's just flying cars. Like, where we're going, we don't need roads, you know? It's like 2017 when that took place. We don't have any of that stuff. But we have smart cars. We have, not smart cars, self-driving cars now, right?
Yeah, we do have smart cars, too. It's just like a little car.
I don't know what's so smart about a smart car.
It's
small. Like, it's not smarter than a regular car. It's just a little car.
If anything, it's probably dumber because it's smaller.
I mean, if you get into an accident, you're probably more likely to suffer some pain there, some damage. But I don't know. What were you gonna say?
So, what is the smallest amount of power you've ever seen someone abuse?
That's a great question. I feel like I have a repressed memory about this, but I can't conjure anything off the top of my head.
I've got a good one.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, so in my friend's neighborhood, it's one of those, it's a new neighborhood, and they have one of the gate people that you have that you have to make it past to enter the neighborhood.
To get in.
And this guy, he's on top of it.
He's on
Nothing's
top.
Nothing's going to get by him. He's a very, very big man, and every single time I drive in there, he doesn't remember me, and it's just the same procedure over and over. He needs to check my ID. He needs to be like, well, where are you going?
He makes, like, a big thing about this.
And he's like, well, why are you going there? I'm like, I don't know. I just want to go.
I just am, okay? So he takes his job too seriously.
One of my cousins was having a graduation party in this neighborhood, and I was like, I need to go to the party.
And he's
like, what kind of party is it? I heard it was a birthday party.
Why is he? It's none of your business.
And then, no, I told him, no, it's actually a graduation party. And he's just like, yeah, I knew that. I was just testing you.
Well, no, he didn't say that.
Yes,
did he really?
He does that, yeah.
What? That's weird.
He's a weird dude.
That almost sounds like he couldn't get any other job. And then he, like, got this one, and he's like, this is my life now. Like, I'm defined by being the security guard at this apartment complex. So he's like, I'm going to take this super seriously. So now, like, that's his reason for being.
You know? Like, you pull up, and he asks to see your ID, which is already, he shouldn't be doing that. But I don't care. Like, It's just a security guard man.
Yeah, that's
and,
super weird.
He takes my ID, walks over to his car to get out a flashlight, then like shines his flashlight.
He's not a cop. ID. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah.
To see if it's fake, I guess.
I feel like some people in like authority positions that aren't like high authority, like it's just like some kind of authority, like a little authority. They're just like, all right, time to use this to like the most possible degree.
Yeah,
whatever. I mean, if that guy wants to do that, sure. That sounds annoying, though. But yeah, I don't know.
It's annoying, but.
All right, what else we got?
All right, we're moving into silly territory.
Oh, I can't wait. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. I was waiting for you to say that.
Where would you most like to go again after you traveled several countries?
I mean, how the hell am I supposed to know that? Because I've never been to these places, and then I'm supposed to know where I'm going again.
Yes, that's the question.
Let's figure out, like, I don't know where. I haven't been, like, a lot of places. I haven't been to most places.
Let's create an itinerary first and then decide where we'd like to go back.
Well, I want to go to Japan one day.
Same.
And I want to go to, like, the UK and France and Germany, Italy again, and...
Okay, so let's say Japan.
And then Japan again.
Let's say Japan, Australia, Germany, France. And where
and
else?
And then back to Japan.
Well, no, one other place, and then we can decide to go back to
UK.
Japan. UK. That's not like one place, though.
Okay, Britain, then.
Britain.
England.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we go to all those places, and then after we travel to them,
we go back to Japan again.
Again.
That would be a weird planned trip. Like, we start in Japan, right? And then we jump around Europe, and then we just, like, end the trip by going back to Japan and then back home.
That would be the worst decision ever. And that, like, why wouldn't you just stay longer?
That would make you spend so much more money. Like, you'd spend, like, $5,000 extra to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of the flights.
This question is hilarious.
This question is horribly bad. The only way it would make sense, if, like... If you went to Europe and you took, like, a train... You started in, like, France or something, and you took a train to Germany, and then at the end of your trip, you took a train back to France.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because then it's like, okay, trains aren't super expensive, so it's like... And you're kind of getting back to where you started to, like, fly out of, you know what
Maybe
I mean?
Maybe you take, like, a circle route. Like it's different on the way back.
Right. So it's like, you end up in the same place, but you, like, yeah, you get it. You go get there a different way.
Yeah.
And then you fly out of there again. So, like, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, you take a you take a plane to London, and then you take the train in London to Germany, and then take the South train on the way back and go through all the different countries.
Exactly, exactly. See, now we've made this question actually work. Sense. Maybe that was what this guy was going for all along.
I don't think it was.
But probably not. But we're just chillaxing here, so it's
just
fine.
Chillaxing. I got another chillaxing question for you.
I love chillaxing questions. What do you got?
Do you own any 2 or 3 Wolf Moon shirts?
No, I don't own any of them.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The Wolf Moon shirts.
The Wolf Moon shirt. The shirt with a moon and 3 wolves on it.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I see people wearing those shirts unironically all the time. And I'm like, what are you doing to yourself here?
I've always wanted one of those shirts, but I don't know if I could wear one.
Have you always wanted one? Because I can say, without a shadow of a doubt, I've never wanted one. And I never will want one.
Where do you buy those shirts? I've never seen them for sale.
I think you buy them on the internet. I don't think they sell them in shops because they wouldn't sell enough of them. Because people would be like, why would I buy this?
I think it takes a special kind of person to wear a Wolf Moon shirt, and if you're that kind of person, then you wear the Wolf Moon shirt all the time.
Like, that's your go-to.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what to wear, and it's like, well, Wolf Moon shirt's clean. Doing it. Let's go for it. Do you put that much thought into your wardrobe, though?
No.
Do you, like, how do you decide what you're going to wear in a day?
Okay.
Wake up, take a shower, brush teeth, whatever. You know, walk over to your closet.
All right.
Boom.
Here's the system I use. I walk into my closet, and I'm looking at the options.
Mm-hmm.
And
how are they laid out?
It's either gray or black pants.
No, but are they, like, in a drawer or something?
No, they're on hangers, usually.
Okay, on hangers. Got it.
So there's gray or black pants. If I have the option between gray or black, that means I haven't already worn all the gray or all the black.
Sure.
Like, there's actually a choice between gray or black.
So no jeans, it's just, like, pants?
No, I don't own any jeans.
Like khaki pants? I mean, they're not khaki.
I don't own any khakis either.
So what are they?
They're just gray or black dress pants.
Okay, dress pants, got it.
Yeah, and I wear those everywhere.
Got it.
So if I have the choice between gray or black, I will choose the opposite of what I wore the day before.
That's fair.
So if I wore black yesterday, I'll wear gray, because if you wear black pants 2 days in a row, people might think that you didn't change your pants.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense. You don't want people to think that.
No. So, but if you only have black pants and you wore black yesterday,
people
you're just going to
think,
yeah.
People are just going to think you never change your pants.
Which,
is a problem. I mean, maybe they won't notice.
Yeah.
I think about those things sometimes.
And after I decide the pants, I will choose whatever shirt there is, because pretty much any shirt goes with gray or black, which is why I only wear gray or black.
You've engineered your style so that everything will go with everything else.
Now, I do have a lot of black shirts, and I try as hard as possible not to wear black on black, because it makes me look, I don't know, like a dark person.
Dark person.
Yeah. I don't want
like
I want
a brooding,
I try to look colorful and happy.
A brooding person, like, oh, yeah. I'm so depressed all the time.
But like a black shirt with gray pants looks fine.
Mm. Now do you tuck or no?
I'm going to work, I'm tucking my shirt.
Tuck. But out in the world?
No, I don't.
No tuck.
I
don't know.
I go outside.
I don't know. I'm just curious. Jeez. You're wearing dress pants, not me. I don't know what the protocol is. I wear jeans and shorts and stuff, so there's no tucking going on there because that didn't really work. You know, this is the 90s anymore.
Yeah.
People don't tuck in shirts to their jeans anymore. You know?
I have tucked in my shirt without going to work before, and when I did, that was a big moment in my life.
Did they call you out? Did they? What?
No, no one did. But
no one called you out for not tucking. Now, when you're talking about shirts here, are we talking about like polos? Are we talking about button down? Or are we talking about just regular old t-shirts?
Either polo or button down. I can't wear t-shirts, unfortunately.
For work.
Yeah.
Now, out in the real world, not work. Like today, what are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a NASA t-shirt.
And gray dress pants?
Black, because it's a gray shirt.
Oh, I see. Your strategy's already showing how it affects your...
Yeah, that's every day of my life. I dress.
You live a very exciting fashion life. Gray or black, and then the opposite of that on the shirt.
Yep.
The end. So, I've always thought this, because I do it occasionally, and apparently you do it all the time. What's like the protocol on wearing a t-shirt with dress pants, right?
I don't think you're supposed to, but I do.
But
that's my casual wear.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've always like wondered. Because so like I have jeans. I have shorts. I'm sure you have shorts as well. But
I have swimming pants, but not shorts.
Not really have shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fair enough. So I have shorts and I have jeans. So I'll wear the jeans when it's colder, I'll wear the shorts when it's hotter, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then occasionally when it's cold or when it's, you know, not summer, and I'm out of jeans, which sometimes happens because I don't have a million jeans, I have some jeans, I'll be like, well, I don't have any pants left that are jeans, so I'll be like, all right, well, I have a pair of, you know, blue dress pants and I have a pair of khaki pants and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I'll just wear this. But then I'm like, but I'm not really going out anywhere nice. Like, I'm going to Whataburger or something, right? So yeah. It's like, you know, I'm going to Chick-fil-A or I'm going to, I don't know, I'm going to go to a store to pick up something. Like, nowhere fancy. And then, like, I'll put on a t-shirt because I'm not going to dress up to go out and get fast food. But I am wearing, you know, khaki pants or blue dress pants. But I'll feel weird because I'm wearing, like, a t-shirt with dress pants. And I've always wondered, is that something that is socially acceptable? Is that something that other people do? Is that something that people are going to look at me for funny? Like, I feel a little awkward doing it myself, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I need to wear something, you know?
I think a lot of people do that. I mean, yeah. I'll go to like Kohl's or something and buy a year's worth of dress pants all at once, just so that it's out of the way. And those will be the only pants I wear. And
so, like, you'll wear that with t-shirts. You'll wear that.
Yeah,
with
and I just
button down shirts, polos, whatever.
Yeah, and maybe it looks weird, but whatever.
I don't think it does. I was just curious.
Yeah, I just don't like having to make that many decisions regarding clothing.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't think it looks weird. I just wonder that, like, you got these two items of clothing that are, like, meant for different different levels of casual fancy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Different levels of formality, I guess you could say.
So here's something weird that I definitely do, but it's just because of my clothing situation, is I'll wear dress pants because that's all I have.
Sure.
And I'll wear a t-shirt, and I'll wear sandals. Because I don't want to put on shoes. But I'm not going to change my pants.
You're wearing, like, every level of formality there, right? Like, sandals are, like, the lowest. Like, you're like, I don't give a crap about anything. And then your t-shirt's like, you know, like, I want to look okay. I'm sure your t-shirts are pretty nice. And then you have dress pants. It's like, oh, I need to look nice. And this is funny. Just every you've represented every level of formality there. As long as you don't wear socks on your sandals, do you do that?
No, I don't do that. I wear socks with every type of shoe except for sandals.
Sure. That's good. That's good. Interesting. I feel like we've really delved into your style here. Or lack thereof, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I would be curious how other people dress too, though, because I'm sure that's what I do is weird. I don't think a lot of people
I don't think it's that weird. I don't think it's like that typical, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's not weird. It's not like, oh, that's so strange. It's just like, oh, okay. I feel like most people probably have separate pants for works and you know.
Yeah. And casual. I just don't.
And you just don't. And that's fine. Yeah. I mean, I think it makes more sense because you don't have to buy extra stuff that you're only going to wear twice a week or whatever. Twice a week. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of dumb. Anyway. All right. Well, what else we got?
All right. How much thrust is produced by swimming?
That's really funny.
That's a good question.
It's also very challenging.
So thrust is, do you produce thrust by swimming? Because I think that's a rocket term.
I think you have to like move in the water.
Is that thrust, though, or is there another word for what that is?
Is that, like, torque?
Torque?
I don't know. No, torque is, like, when you're, like, turning a screw or something.
Torque is turning.
Propulsion.
Yeah, how much propulsion is produced by swimming?
I'm going to go with a very scientific answer of a lot, because you're moving through the water, so you have to be producing quite a bit, I feel like.
Yeah, it's not easy to move through the water.
This is very... I never thought about it this way. I don't know.
I think thrust is when you fire something behind you, which maybe you're doing, like you're shooting water. Yeah, like you're shooting water behind you with your hands and feet when you're
swimming. You are shooting it, yeah. I was swimming recently. I've been swimming more than normal. Not normal, but I mean, it's summer, so I've swimmed a lot. Doing any swimming this summer?
No, not really. I want to. I really enjoy swimming, but
no. You're good at swimming, I remember.
I think we're both good at swimming. We've both lived in Florida.
And growing up in Florida, you kind of have to... You just naturally become a decent swimmer. This is a very chill episode. I like this.
That's
nice. It's like we're having, like, a regular conversation. We're not trying to be super funny. We're just chilling out. We're just chillaxing here on the Time Bad Show, episode 41. This is the kind of episode I wish we had, like, a live feed for other callers.
Yes.
To be like, hey, you know, we're not really talking about anything. Let's go to the phones right now and see what someone has to say. And they're like, and then, like, our friend Terry calls in. And he's like, hey, guys, it's Terry. And we're like, hey, Terry, what's on your mind? And he's like, oh, I'm just sitting here drinking a Corona Light, and I thought I would call up and chat with you.
Thinking about how much thrust is produced by swimming.
You fine folks, and we're like, great, Terry, that sounds awesome. Like, you know, I want that thing. I feel like I miss that in the internet age of podcasts.
Yeah.
Right? If we could figure out a way to do that, I would enjoy it, I think. you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that, though.
No, I have no idea how to do that. We could get like a throwaway cell phone, but then there's the problem of having people call us.
I don't know how we'd like get that on the air.
Yeah.
So we get a throwaway cell phone, we have people call it, and then I just hold it up to the microphone. Yeah. And it sounds really bad. It's like, "Hey guys, how you going? It's time." You know, that probably sounded awful for the listener because I just yelled into my microphone through my hand.
It sounded exactly what it would sound like.
What it would sound like if someone actually called in. And then it'd be like, "Terry, we need you to turn your radio down. We're getting some feedback here." And he's like, "Okay." All right, let's go into another question. Right, how you doing today, by the way?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. Just chilling.
Just your average Saturday, chillaxin'. Just
chillin'.
Jay chillin'.
Do you got any plans today? Anything fun?
No, I've done enough this past week. I don't feel like doing anything. Oh, there is something I'm going to do today that we haven't talked about this
week. What? What's that?
Be happening this week.
What's that?
Summer Games Done Quick is happening this week.
Yeah, it is happening right now.
And I think today is the last day for it, too.
I think Sunday's the last day.
Well, it's getting there.
It's getting there. Do you want to tell our audience what that means to us?
Oh, yeah. So, SGDQ is Summer Games Done Quick. It's a... is it a biannual? No, Summer Games is once a year.
Summer is once a year.
Also awesome games.
It's January.
So, every summer, there's a speedrunning event. Speedrunning is when you beat video games as fast as possible. They take, like, maybe 100, 200 games, something like that. And they get people to beat them as fast as possible over the internet, live streamed on Twitch.tv to raise money for Doctors Without Borders. And
we went last year.
And we went together. Last year. And it was really fun.
The thing about that is where this kind of concept for this podcast kind of, the seedling, if you will,
materialized.
No, yes. It did, though. I don't know if you realize that, but that's where I got the idea. You know, because we were talking about recording something for the Mafia game we play on the internet. And we were like, we should record that, and it'll be fun. And then we did that, and then I was like, we should do a podcast. And then, boom, here we are. Almost, you know, a year later.
Episode 41.
Yeah, we're like 3/4 of a year into this thing, and here we are. And I think it started, like, the starting point of that was Summer Games Done Quick last year.
Yeah, we were just... we were getting drunk in our hotel room and talking about really insane stuff, and we were like, you know what? This is really funny.
There's some topics that we covered in that hotel room that I don't think we can ever talk about again.
They're never going to see the light of day.
I want to talk about them so bad on this podcast, but I don't think the world's ready for that.
Oh, and the funniest thing is when we were talking about the stuff in the hotel room, we were like, this is what the world needs. They need to hear these horrible things that we're talking
about. They need to hear about this. Unfiltered, they need to hear this. And then we were like, we should have a podcast about this stuff. And we're like, yeah. And we'll talk about it. And then we woke up the next day and we're like, never mention that again. maybe like on the eve of our 100th episode or 500th episode, we can reveal that'll be like, whenever we get like donations from people that are really into the show, which will happen never, but maybe if it does one day, and they'll be like, what was the secret topic that they talked about for the first time at SGDQ 2016 that made them want to start a podcast? And like, if you donate like $10,000, we'll like give you that secret episode or something.
I might do it for $10,000. It's there is so much that could go wrong with that information becoming available.
No one knows what we're talking about. It's even better though. All right, let's get into a few more questions.
Okay. Do you want a serious one or a silly one?
I just want all silly. I don't even care about serious questions anymore. All
right.
For this episode, since this is such a chill episode. Saturday chillin' episode.
What is the red powder? Show. Turns yellow when wet. What is it?
The first thought I had was mustard, and I don't know why. But I'm just going to say that out loud. It sounds really dumb.
Is that how mustard is made? They take the red powder.
They take the red powder and they make it wet, and then it becomes yellow, and that's mustard, right? Right?
I mean, maybe. That makes sense.
I mean, I don't know how mustard's made, but it's wet, yellow stuff, right?
That might have been red before.
That may have been red at one point, right?
You know, in the universe where this question is true, mm-hmm. the answer is mustard.
in some universe out there.
Yes.
Where this question is real, mustard is the answer. Yeah, I'm going with mustard.
I like that. That's perfect.
Mustard. Final answer.
Okay.
How many points?
Why in 2017 are some beer caps not twist off? Is twist off technology too expensive?
That's a great question. I do not know the answer to that. I can hypothesize, though. My hypothesis is that they want to be like different. Like, oh, we're still old school beer caps, right?
You can't twist it off like you can.
You have to have a special thing to pop it off, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like more of the high-end beers are non-twist-off.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
That's what I've noticed, anyway. Like, you get, like, Bud Light or whatever. Corona. Yeah,
you can twist
those
that
off. Those are twist-off.
Corona is not twist-off.
Corona's not. Okay, Bud Light is Michelob Light, Miller Light, you know. All those are twist-off, okay?
If it has light in the name,
if you can probably twist it off. If it's a light beer, it's guaranteed twist-off. Exactly. And it's always spelled L-I-T-E. I never got that. Like, why is it L-I-T-E? Why isn't it L-I-G-H-T? Like, spell it right, damn it.
I have a theory that I just thought of. Maybe they don't want to put the word light because that might make it seem like it tastes lighter. Even though it does taste lighter, they don't want
to... But it does taste lighter.
I know, but you want your beer to be...
Then why do they call it Miller Light if they don't want people to think it tastes lighter?
Well, if it's too light, that's bad.
So L-I-G-H-T is too light. It's like,
yeah.
Like if Bud Light changed his name, Bud Light, L-I-G-H-T, people would be like, whoa now.
That's
I don't
one
want
extra
that
letter.
Light. Yeah, I don't want that light of beer.
Yeah.
You know, that's too much light there. That's an extra letter of lightness that I can't handle right now. I always wondered that. But yeah, if it's a light beer, guaranteed it's twist off almost. But if it's a nice beer, it's most likely a pop.
Yes.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, but I'm not sure why either.
Yeah.
And you know, all right, so at the grocery store near here, they sell these local varieties of, like, soft drinks. There's, like, local Dr. Pepper and local
Apple.
Yeah. Like,
we have
Apple.
Those, too.
Those caps are pop-off.
Pop-off as well, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a cost thing. Or maybe, I just kind of feel like it's, like, a status thing. Like, oh, we're fancy, so we're a pop cap.
If it's just a status thing, wouldn't all beers be pop-off?
But I don't think Bud Light cares about status.
Yeah.
They're like, people are going to buy it no matter what, right? Like, yeah, like it's cheap.
People don't want to mess with an extra device to open there.
Like, people don't, like, yeah. Like, people aren't worrying about status if they're buying Bud Light. They're just like, I just need some beer. The end. You know?
Yeah.
But if you're buying some fancy soda or some really fancy craft beer, maybe you care about that more. You care about the best of the best, you know, so you want the pop thing. Which still doesn't make any sense because, like, I feel like there would be a craft beer that uses a twist-off. It's just like, we're the craft beer with the twist-off. Like, whatever, you know. Who cares, right?
Just chillaxing with our twist-off.
Just chillaxing with the twist-off craft beer, right? Maybe it's like a flavor thing. Like maybe the with a twist off, some carbonation leaks out or something.
Yeah, the flavor escapes.
Mm-hmm. Like it's proven that it's not as good with a twist off or something.
That's possible.
I don't know. These are all good theories.
You know, maybe it is a cost thing because, all right, if you think about the machinery required to create a twist-off cap, I think with a regular cap, it's a really simple machine. You just press the edges down, right?
Yes.
And with a twist-off, they have to create like a groove.
On the bottles.
On the bottle and with the
cap.
The cap. Mm-hmm. And that's like a really expensive machine.
Maybe. So maybe it is a cost thing.
Yeah, I think it might actually be a cost thing. You need a big machine to create a twist bottle.
It did always confuse me that, like, we're in 2017, and there's so many things, we need to open other things still. Like, you know, like, you can't open a bottle of wine without a wine opener. You can't open a beer without a beer opener. Like, they really, I don't know, it's weird. It's kind of like, have you ever bought, like, a pair of scissors? And they come in that, like, package that's, like, the plastic-wrapped thing that's impossible to open?
Yeah, you need scissors
to open your scissors. And you need scissors to open them, but you don't have any scissors? This is why you bought scissors?
Yes.
Sometimes I think about, like, what would you do if you're a human that had no possessions, that needed a bunch of things, but has no way to open said things because you don't have any of the things needed yet, because you need to buy them. Like, what would you do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, even stuff like knives come in that stuff.
I know.
They have zip ties and...
That's what I mean. Like, the world is reliant on these things that everyone's supposed to just have at all times in order to open, like, scissors and, like, a screwdriver if you need it.
Yeah, screwdrivers.
You know, like, you're just supposed to have these things. And today, if you don't have them, then you're like, whatever, I'll just go to the store and buy one, and then I'll open the package with the scissors that I have at home. As long as you have one of the things, you can find a way to get open the other things. Yes. But if you have none of these things, we'll call them the keys to the world. If you have none of them, then how are you supposed to even get any of them? Because all of the things that you need can only be opened by, can only be accessed by having something else, right?
I think maybe this is, all right, this is going to sound really weird, but maybe it's like a cult. It's like a cult system. You need to be initiated first. Like, another person that has those things needs to give you your initial set.
Okay, so, like, if you don't have any scissors, and you need scissors, you're like, hey, can I borrow your scissors? And they're like, yes.
Yeah, and then, that's boom, kind you're of in. Like, you're vouching for that person to get into the utility world.
The utility world. The weird thing is, like, what if you're, like, a loner person, and you don't really care about everyone else? You're just, you know, you're left to your own devices, and you're like, I need blah. And you're like, well, I don't have scissors to open this, or I don't have a screwdriver to... you know, put this, to screw this in or whatever, and then you have to buy that, but in order to get it, you need other things to get said things.
I think, like, you're out of luck then.
It's a mess.
Right?
Like, what do? You go up to, like, a random person, you're like, hey, can I borrow your screwdriver? Can I borrow your scissors? Can I borrow your credit card to buy this thing because I don't have a credit card? Like, so much of the world relies on you having this set of things that everyone's just expected to have. And if you don't have, like, any of those things, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
like, if we dropped a human into the world today, they'd be like, they'd be screwed.
Yeah, with nothing.
With nothing. Like, what do they do? Like, I don't know. They don't have anything.
Yeah, like, yeah, especially with stuff like credit cards. To get a credit card, you need an ID.
I know. And how do you get an ID?
You can't just get an ID.
Yeah. Like, what do you do? Like, oh, we'll just drive to the DMV to get an ID. Like, I don't have a credit card. How am I going to buy something to drive to the DMV to get a, you know... to get a thing. Like, there's so much that relies on you having all these other things that everyone takes for granted, and I don't know.
I think even to get an ID, you need an ID.
You do? I'm pretty sure you do.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know, let me see your birth certificate. It's like, I don't have one of those. It's like, okay, well, you need one. It's like, well, how do I get them? Well, you need an ID to get one. It's like, okay, great. And it's like a catch-22. Yeah. And then your solution would be like, oh, you go to the court and you, like, appeal it. But, like, to get to the court, you need a car, you need a ride. And to get a ride, to buy a car, you need an ID, and you need to get a credit card, and you need money, you know, like, you can't just do things. I don't know. I think about these things sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, if you just plopped a human down in the 21st century with no possessions.
I mean, even if he could speak perfect, you know, had
even
perfect language skills.
Even if he could speak perfect English and was a very smart person, you couldn't get very far.
No.
You rely on others to help, to do things for you, because nothing is designed that you can do on your own, which is a stupid design. Like, I don't know why the world works that way. You should be able to do everything just by yourself if you needed to. And I think we say that all the time. Like, oh, you can get by yourself. In an ideal world, you should be able to, but... in this world, you're not. You're not
you need designed. Scissors to open scissors.
You need scissors to open scissors. That's the end of the... Yes.
That's the takeaway.
That's the takeaway. You need scissors to open scissors, and it shouldn't be that way. Thank you for condensing it down to one phrase.
That's a really, like, poignant piece of, like, really serious life advice.
Isn't it, though? Like, I think about this a lot. I think this is a very philosophical conversation.
Yes.
Like, you need, yeah, you need scissors to open scissors, and that's stupid. It's very stupid. Okay.
Here's another good question. How does one use Google Chrome with a gamepad?
A gamepad? Like yes. A video game pad?
I don't know why, but this person really wants to use Google
Chrome. So they're like on their like PlayStation and they're like, I need to get the Google Chrome on this thing or whatever. I don't think Google... Oh, go ahead.
Maybe they're on their computer and they have like an SNES controller.
That's even better, because then they have a keyboard. Or maybe they don't have a keyboard. All they have is, like, a gamepad, right? And, like, they have a computer. They have, like, an Xbox 360 controller. And they're like, let me make this work, right? Yeah. And so they're like, how do I browse the internet with my Xbox controller? That would be an interesting piece of software, right? Like a virtual keyboard or something?
I mean, like, controller drivers exist and stuff like that, but I have maybe a really cool answer for this. Mm-hmm. So, if you have Stardew Valley, the video game, for your PC, it turns your controller into a mouse, because that game technically doesn't have gamepad support. Sure. It makes the button inputs on the controller.
Mouse.
Yeah. So if you have Stardew Valley open, you can just minimize it and use your controller.
As a thing,
yes.
So the solution is buy Stardew Valley.
And then open it.
And then open it, minimize it, and then now your controller is a mouse.
Yes.
But you still wouldn't be able to type anything with your controller.
You could copy and paste individual letters, maybe.
How would you get to the letters, though? You need scissors to open scissors. Come on.
That's true. No, you could highlight it with the gamepad, and then... Okay,
highlight what?
Highlight, like, on the internet.
How are you on the internet? If you can't type in anything, how are you on the internet?
You could press enter in the search bar, and it would bring up google.com, and then you have to copy the O and paste it into the search result, and hit search, and then you've got tons of text to work with, right?
This is, like, the best game ever.
And you do this every single time you want to use the internet.
And then you have, like, a notepad open, and you're just, like, copying links. You're copying words back and forth, like, a lot.
No, in Notepad, have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
Well, that's what you do, right? You go to O, you go to the O, you go to O, you Google O, and then you copy all each individual letter to Notepad.
Yes.
And then you basically
and then you're
back
good
and
to
forth.
Go.
Then you're good. You got it. It's smooth sailing from there on out, right? You're good. You're fine. And then to Google something, you need to just copy and paste the letters.
Yes.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. That was a fun question. I want to try that one day.
It should probably take like 9 hours.
We should have a race. Like, you can only use your controller, and you need to like go to a website and like log in or something, like do something specific activity online.
You have to buy something online.
Yeah, like from Amazon or something.
Yes.
And you only have your controller. And you
and Stardew Valley.
And yes, and you have Stardew Valley. You have your controller, you have Stardew Valley, that's it. You have no keyboard or mouse. And you just go, like, fastest person to do it, you know?
Yes.
And then they win. We should do that.
The first person to order a keyboard and mouse on Amazon wins.
That's very fitting. Yes. Keyboard and mouse is another one, right? That's another scissors for scissors thing. Like, how are you supposed to order a keyboard and mouse on Amazon if you don't have a keyboard and mouse? Whoa.
You gotta go to the store and buy one.
Gotta go to the store and buy one. How do you go to the store and buy one if you don't have a car?
Oh. How do you have a car if you don't have an ID?
Whoa. See, it all comes back to the scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Scissors and scissors. We got one more to do here? All right,
one more. how about... Hallie, you call those videos where you have some old VHS, FX, and a cartoon in the background. And then in parentheses, in general, there's vaporwave music.
What is that? I don't even know what this question is about. I think you'd call that a bad movie.
Yes.
I don't really know what the question is, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
Unless you know what the question is.
I have no idea what the question is, but that, cool. that was the question.
The answer I will give this person is yes. Yes, yes. You should. Yes.
That's a good answer.
Do that. Do that and let us know how it goes out for you, because I'm curious to see.
Okay, we've done the opposite, so let's do this question. You wake up tomorrow morning and it's July 8th, 1987. What do you do?
Ooh, what do I do?
I'm going to go to the movies.
Yeah, me too. Aliens should be out at this point, right?
I opened up the movies from 1987, so we can go see Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We can go see Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Mm-hmm.
We can see Predator.
Oh, man, we got so much stuff to go to.
RoboCop, Jaws.
What a great, we're good.
Spaceballs.
Oh, man, we're good. We're going to the theater, and we'll be there all day. That's what we're doing.
You can see The Lost Boys, Lethal Weapon.
Man, what a great year for movies. We're going to the theater. We're going to be there all
day. That sounds like the greatest thing ever.
I would rather... I mean, I know those are out right now, and I can see them, but I can see them in the theater in 1987, because they probably played movies, like, all year in 1987.
Yeah, and you know, after you go to the movie and see your movie, you can go to the arcade in the movie theater and play video games.
And play, like, Miss Pac-Man, you know?
Play some Galaga. Or some Omega Race, or...
Exactly. I want to do that right now. Let's go back in time. Let's do that.
30 years ago. Okay, back in time.
There we are. No. That would be fun. I would do that. Go to the movies all day. I've always dreamt to like have a day where I just watch movies, like at a theater, like literally 24 hours straight. Have you ever wanted to do that?
Yeah, but there's never an opportunity to do that. There was a theater around here not recently, but when the most recent Marvel movie came out, they did like a 24-hour marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't really interested in watching
Marvel
movies.
They had like a Lord of the Rings one here where they did all the Hobbits and all the Lord of the Rings movies. And I almost did it, but it was like 18 hours, and I was like, I can't really devote time to do that. Yeah. But I want to. They had like food with it too, like a Hobbit-inspired food menu.
Nice.
Doesn't that sound great, though?
I would like there to be a theater that marathons movies from either one writer or one director or one actor. Like, mm-hmm. all the different movies that Robin Williams starred in. Just a Robin Williams
marathon.
Yeah,
like, I think they've had those here, too. They did that with, who was it? They did that with Kurt Russell recently.
That would be awesome, yeah.
Yeah. I would do that, dude. I feel like more theaters need to really capitalize on that. Because, like, people want to see that, you know?
Yeah.
People don't care. I mean, a lot of people do. But people don't really care about seeing the new Spider-Man all the time. Sometimes you just want to see every Kurt Russell movie ever, right? Or every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie ever.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather watch every Arnold Schwarzenegger movie today than watch another goddamn Marvel movie right now, to be honest with you. That's just how I feel. That's the chillaxing mood that I'm in right now, you know?
Same.
I want to just see Arnold, you know, or whatever.
That's usually how I watch movies. I'll just get into a one particular actor
groove
kick.
And just be like, I want to do
that. Like, I think right now I might be in a John Goodman kick.
Like, that's fine. He's a great actor. Just watch all his movies. You want to do trivia?
Let's do it.
All right. It's your turn to answer today. I provide the questions. The trivia today is, let's call it casual trivia, right? Chill. We're just chillaxing in this trivia.
It's chill trivia.
It's chill trivia. Chill trivia. Oh, I liked that. Can you provide like a back beat while I do that? Chill trivia.
Trivia.
Nice. That was good. Okay, your categories today are animal, food, and history. Your lifelines are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo. What was the other one? We had a new one.
40-second Ask.
40-second Ask, 50-50, Monty Hall It, Phone a Friend, Ask a Rando, and Rhyme Time.
I'm going to choose Monty Hall and 50-50 and 5-second Google.
All right. So, first category is animal. A flamboyance is a group of what animal? Is it A, dolphins, B, flamingos, C, boars, or D, geese?
It must be flamingos, right?
A flamboyance is a group of what animal? I don't know.
They're very flamboyant
dolphins, creatures. Flamingos, boars, or geese?
I'm going to go with flamingos, final answer.
Oh, you're not going to even use a lifeline?
Nope.
Flamingos is correct. Good job. Yeah. Maybe I made that one too easy. I couldn't think of any other... What were you going to say?
I knew dolphins were a pod, and I don't think you would call boars flamboyance.
I was hoping that would throw you off, to be honest. Like, maybe boars are flamboyant. I don't know, you know?
I've been around boars. They're not very... flamboyant.
Wouldn't that be awesome if like some ironic scientist decided like, all right, boars are gonna be flamboyant. That's what their thing is called. You know what I mean? Like that would be a fun little
that would be awesome. That he played. Like that's a boar person joke.
Yeah,
it's just like a typical boar person.
Yeah, I couldn't really think of any flamboyant animals. Like the question was provided without alternate answers.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, what's flamboyant like a flamingo? And I couldn't really think of anything. So I just went with dolphins, boars, and geese. And I threw in boars because it's the opposite of flamboyant, right?
I like boars.
The flamboyant boar. That sounds like a bar.
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool whiskey bar.
The flamboyant boar. Right?
It sounds like a biker bar.
Flamboyant boar.
Like everybody's wearing like boar leather.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, we're going down an interesting path.
That's here. What it sounds like.
That's fine. Hey, if that's what kind of bar we're opening, that's fine. Let's open that. It's on the side of like
on an interstate.
An interstate, exactly. The Flamboyant Boar. And they have all whiskey drinks and they're all like like it's a whiskey beer bar. That's it. That's all they have. Mm-hmm. Everything's leather and wood. The Flamboyant Boar.
Sounds like a great bar.
It does. I would go there.
I'd check it out. Yeah, sure.
I would peek in the window. Let's put it that way.
Right. If there was like a really and if it had saloon doors, I might go through the saloon doors.
And then immediately walk back out of the saloon doors. Cuz like I can't do this right now. All right. You ready for your next question?
Yes.
Food is your next question. What popular soda beverage was originally developed as a mixer for whiskey? Oh, that was a nice segue, the flamboyant boar, into this question. What popular soda beverage was originally developed as a mixer for whiskey? Was it A, Dr. Pepper, B, Mountain Dew, C, Coca-Cola, or D, 7-Up?
Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, Coca-Cola 7-Up.
You know, the big four. The big four. What are you thinking here? Are you leaning anyway?
I'm going to Monty Hall.
You're going to Monty Hall it?
I'm going to lock in Mountain Dew.
Locking in Mountain Dew?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to eliminate Dr. Pepper and Coca-Cola.
I thought so. So I'm going to go with 7-Up. Final answer.
Final answer?
Yes.
7-Up is incorrect. The correct answer is Mountain Dew.
What?
It's true.
Why would you mix that with whiskey?
I don't know, but there it is.
That sounds horrible.
I knew you'd like this one. See, I tricked you with the 7-Up. And then you're like, oh, it's got to be 7-Up.
I thought it had to be 7-Up.
Well, you're wrong. It's Mountain Dew.
There's nothing about Mountain Dew that makes it good for mixing.
I have never had a drink that is mixture of Mountain Dew and whiskey. I've had Mountain Dew. I've had whiskey and Coke. I've had whiskey, I think, with like 7-Up and something else, like Sprite and like lime or something.
Yeah.
I think I might have even had a whiskey with the Dr. Pepper once, but never in my years have I ever had whiskey Dew.
I have never mixed alcohol with Mountain Dew.
Me neither.
Well, I don't know why you would want to do that.
I don't either, but there it is. It's all green and it tastes like fake something. I don't know.
It has a lot of caffeine in it.
It does. Chill trivia question 3. This category is history. Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone, among other people, but one of the first pioneers. Mm-hmm. Alexander Graham Bell originally suggested what word to be used as the standard greeting when answering the telephone. Is it A, howdy, B, ahoy, C, greetings, or D, aloha? Alexander Graham Bell originally suggested what word to be the standard greeting when answering the telephone. Howdy, ahoy, greetings, or aloha?
Howdy, ahoy, greetings, aloha. Mm-hmm. I like howdy the best.
It's howdy.
That's just personal.
But does that mean Alexander Graham Bell wanted it to be howdy?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much I have in common with Alexander Graham Bell.
AGB.
I'm going to have to use my 5-second Google.
Ooh, it might be kind of close here, but all right. Yeah. Let me bring up the lovely working Microsoft timer that foils me literally every time we do this. All right, I set it for 5 seconds. And I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, let's get started.
All right. I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to go, all right?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, Google. Time is
ahoy,
over.
Ahoy, final answer.
Ahoy, final answer. Ahoy is correct. You got that right.
That's amazing. I never would have. I thought that was the fake one.
Really?
Yeah. Ahoy is what pirates say.
They do say ahoy. I would have loved if that was what we went with.
Yes.
But apparently, according to the internet, Thomas Edison was like, no, we're going to go with hello as the greeting instead of ahoy. Like, what a boring, hello. I would have preferred ahoy. I like ahoy a lot better.
I'm going to start saying ahoy.
Maybe that's how we can start every episode of this podcast.
Ahoy, welcome to...
Yeah.
I like
Instead
that.
Instead of hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bash Show, it's like, ahoy, and welcome to the Time Bash Show, right?
I think that's good. We should probably remember that.
Ahoy, everyone, welcome to the Time Bash Show. We're chillaxing here. Just weave as many weird words into our regular vocabulary on the Time Bash Show as we can. Ahoy, yes. Chillaxing, Mountain Dew... the usual stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know why we didn't go with ahoy. I guess too piratey or something, right?
Sounds too silly. He wanted it something serious and not fun.
Something not fun. Which, what's the point of that, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one last question before we end the show. Do you have anyone? I have a few that I can choose from.
You should choose one.
Last thing you did... You now forgot how to do. What is it?
Make coffee.
Ooh, that's tough if you forgot how to make coffee. Right?
I mean, I did screw up making coffee when I made it. Have you ever made coffee and the edge of the filter gets pushed down?
All the things, yeah, and then you screwed it up.
Have to drink it because, that's your coffee.
That's your coffee. It's bad, but it's there. Did you drink the coffee that you made?
I've been trying to, get the coffee that doesn't have the things in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I've been drinking it.
No, but did you... So you just made coffee before the show.
Yeah.
Did you drink said coffee that you made?
Not all of it. I left
as much of... But you drank some of it.
Oh, I drank it, yeah.
Oh, did that's you, my, is I this mean, the coffee you screwed up?
That's what I'm stuck with.
What's wrong? So what's wrong with it? I'm confused.
There's grounds in it. The edge of the filter got pushed down by the water.
In this last coffee-making attempt?
Yes.
Mm.
Now I have grounds all in my coffee, and I drank it anyway because I'm not going to throw it out.
You really did forget how to make coffee. Really.
Yes, I guess I did.
You've forgotten already. And technically, I will say that the last thing you did wasn't make coffee, it was drink coffee.
Oh, what if I forgot how to drink coffee?
That's more philosophical, right?
I would probably be bad at drinking anything, then.
Yeah, the last thing I did was eat breakfast, so... Can you imagine how that would go?
What if you forgot how to drink?
Or eat.
You're out in public, and you're with a group of people. And you're like, You listen to what your friends order, and then you just order what they order.
They're like, all the Sprite, too, or whatever.
Yeah. And then the food comes, and you're, like, watching your friends to see how they're doing it. Like, all right.
All right, hold on.
You're really nervous, and then you go for it. You pick up your cup, and then you spill it all over
yourself. You spill it all over your pants. You, like, don't purse your lips enough.
Yeah.
Or maybe you, like, stick your tongue out too much. You're like... You're trying to, like, you know, lick it like a dog or something like that.
You stick your tongue out all the way and just, like, try to pour it on your tongue.
This sounds like a Brendan Fraser movie or something. Like, Man Out of Time or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what it'd be. And you just forgot how to eat and drink. Just have to figure it out as you go.
And then your friends are looking at you weird and you have to play it off like, yeah, this is what I do.
This is my day-to-day. This is how I drink. It's how I am, you know.
Yeah, you put your hands behind your head and just, like, strike a relaxing pose.
Mm-hmm. You chillax.
You just chillax.
Yeah. You don't know how to drink. You don't know how to eat. You don't have scissors to open your new thing of scissors. You're just screwed.
Yeah. You pick up your fork backwards and you, like, try to eat with it.
with the, like, the blunt end.
Yeah.
You shovel it into your mouth. But that's chillaxing. That's how you do it. All right, that's been episode 41. That's been the chillaxing. Ch-ch-ch. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Chillaxing.
Episode number 41 of the Time Bat Show. I've been Time Aces.
And I am Bat Snacks.
And I was going to say good night, but really good afternoon.
Good day to you.
Good day. Ahoy to you, fine folks. Ahoy, and until next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.